You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
It's time for the Marketplace Quiz. That's when we ask people in the spotlight questions about work and money. And this week, we are turning the spotlight on ourselves with a special Marketplace duo, Kai Rizdahl and Molly Wood. Go for it, guys.
Hey, everybody. I'm Kai.
And I am Molly, and we are, we're the hosts of Make Me Smart, the brand new podcast.
Other days, it would be a different answer, but today it's Make Me Smart.
I think I know the answer to this, but in a next life, or maybe later in this one, what would your career be?
Oh, I would be a helicopter pilot in the Grand Canyon.
I did not know the answer to that. Nope, I thought I did, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like for tourists?
Yeah.
Tell me more. Why is this your dream?
Because why wouldn't it be cool to fly a helicopter over, through, and around the Grand Canyon? I mean, the problem is, right, airspace regulations being what they are, you can't actually fly a helicopter through the Grand Canyon. You got to be, like, over it and all this jazz, but, you know, that'd be cool.
Oh, that's why it has to be the next life when those regulations are all
gone. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
This one.
My fantasy life. What is something you bought that you now regret buying?
Oh, my goodness. I bought that I now regret buying. I do regret. No, I don't, though, because in the end, I gave money to my school. I will tell you a story about a thing that I regretted buying that turned out to be great,
okay.
Which is that very shortly after I graduated from college, I had my first big girl job and went into a shoe store, and they had this pair of Italian leather boots. Beautiful, like nubuck brown. I mean,
yeah.
They just looked like chocolate gorgeousness. And I spent $200 on them. And for context, my rent was $325.
Yeah.
So, like, it was not a good idea. And I took them home and I was like, this is not a good idea. This is really not a good idea. And I tried to take them back to the store and she was like, honey, nobody returns $200 leather boots after you've worn them.
And wore them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I was stuck with them. But here's the thing. I had them for 20 years.
Oh, yeah. See, there you go.
Italian leather boots are no joke.
No.
And I've never actually... I answered the opposite question, but I've never loved a regret purchase more. Kai?
Yes?
What is the hardest part about your job that no one knows about? You poor darling.
Oh, man. There are so many ways to answer this question that would get me in so much trouble. So I got maybe 2.5. Number one is you can't always say what you think.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. It's tempting, but you can't. The other one, honestly, and this is going to be a big fat boo-hoo, you know, cry me a river question, but daily deadline journalism can be grinding sometimes. And sometimes that's just no fun. When you see people like at Marketplace, we go on the air at 2:00 in LA, and you see people going out at 12:15 to have lunch, and you're like, no, man, I don't actually get a lunch hour. So that's kind of a drag. But honestly, there's nothing I don't like about my job. Full stop.
Although I remember doing a daily podcast and I would see those people standing in the halls talking and I was like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Don't you have somewhere
right?
to be?
You getting a whole paycheck today, pal, or what? Yeah.
No, totally.
What was your very first job?
I think the first job I actually ever got paid for was at a grocery store.
I think
I was a grocery store checker and I loved bagging the bags.
Really?
It was like Tetris.
Really?
I still love it. I'm still that lady at Trader Joe's.
Somehow
like,
that doesn't
I'll
surprise
bag
me
it.
At all. Doesn't surprise me at all.
What is your most prized possession?
I mean, a younger me would have said my car, but an older me drives a minivan, and I just can't and I just can't go there.
Ouch.
I have a picture of my dad, which is him not too terribly long before he died. They had retired to Florida, and Dad was working in a hospital. He was like a candy striper, except not really a candy striper because he was a 75-year-old man. And it's just him looking straight at the camera. And it's a nice little thing that I have. And I guess that's probably up there on the list. I mean, I'm not a possessions kind of guy, but that's up there.
That's a good one.
Molly Wood, here you go. What advice do you wish somebody had given you before you or as you were starting your career?
I wish that someone had said, you don't have to give everything to the company that you work for.
Hmm.
You can be ambitious and you can do good work and you can try really, really hard, but you don't marry them. They don't. It's a company that and it doesn't love you back.
You know, that is so interesting because my answer to that question is you got to play the hand you're dealt, and if that means going balls out, then that means going balls out. But you have to remember that my first two careers were sort of non-voluntary. Well, they were voluntary, but you didn't have much choice once you were there, right? Because I spent 8 years in the military, and then four years in the State Department, right? And so the answer was, when the bell rings, you pick up the damn phone. You know?
Which is so fascinating because, I apparently evolved in the total opposite direction,
right.
Which was sometimes the bell will ring and you'll say, you know what? No, this is my life and I'm going to live it.
Yeah. Huh.
And that's why I changed my mind about the Air Force Academy early.
There you go. And you know what? You had a better time for those 8 years because you're like, no, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
There you go. That's the Marketplace Quiz.
You can listen to Make Me Smart on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.